All right, Investor Plus is officially live, and it's everything you've been waiting for.
We're talking AI power networking to connect you with other investors who are serious about building their portfolio, not just dreaming about it.
You'll get access to Market Master Her, our step-by-step ebook that'll help you master any market, and an on-demand real estate fundamentals course that'll help you build your confidence. And nationwide chapter access, exclusive discounts worth over $6,000, and a 21-day meditation guide, because hey, balance is key. So in today's episode, we're talking about when to quit your job and go full-time as a real estate investor. As we all know, this is not an easy decision. It takes a mindset shift. It takes planning and a lot of support.
And here's what you can expect. We're going to break that down and share our experience with you, the mistakes that we have made when quitting our jobs, and the things that we did right. We did a couple of things right. We're going to share that with you too. So expect to have a baseline, a foundation, so you're really confident about taking this leap from quitting your job and becoming a real estate investor.
Welcome to the Investor Podcast. I'm Liz Faircloth.
And I am your co-host, Andrea Segadelli. So Liz, let's break it down, okay? Three phases that people can expect, because I love expectations, so we don't get disappointed, right? So the first one, it's phase one called detoxing. Detoxing. And this is a mindset phase. We're focusing on the mindset. And let me explain to you why. A lot of people justify keeping their job because it's secure and they are actually addicted to the paycheck. Aware or not, a lot of people are simply addicted to their paycheck, to getting that regardless of their effort that they put in. And let me do a disclaimer before you guys come after me. I understand a lot of people have responsibilities and that's how they are providing to their family. Understood. We're on the same page about that. Now, what you do with that is where we're going to talk about, right? So let's think about it. You are in a company for a lot of years. And when it comes down to like Sunday around 4 o'clock, you start having that anxiety about Monday. That is a really, really important signal that your body, your soul is showing to you that you are not on the right path. Something is out of alignment. Right? If you're listening to this episode and you're super happy, super excited, like about your job, stop listening. This is not for you. This is the episode for somebody that is really not happy about what they are doing. Their contribution is not a fulfilling job and they're looking to quit and start investing in real estate. Before you do that, there are some phases that need to happen. The first one is the detox in the mindset. Think about this, Liz. So when I was learning English, right? Painful moments.
I'm still learning English.
Huh?
I'm still learning English.
So it's a painful moment when English is not your first language. You're learning different language and you actually don't know how it works in the brain. Right? When would I be like stopping the translation from one language to another? So when you are looking to quit your job and transition to be an entrepreneur and investor, the same thing happens. You need to transition from speaking employee language to speaking entrepreneurship language. So everything that other people that you admire that are doing what you're looking to do, listen to what they're listening. Read what they're reading, consume it, and really get to understand what is that language. So you will stop talking and behaving like an employee and start thinking and behaving like an entrepreneur. You've got to learn the language and the mindset. Otherwise, you will be at your job for quite a long time. And if you're listening to me, and you're stuck at your job and you'll be thinking about quitting for over 2 years, focus on the first detoxing versus acquiring more information.
So true. Love it.
Now let's go to phase two. Phase two is all about the strategic planning phase. It's about the thinking phase. Liz, what I'm going to say right now might hurt a couple of people's feelings. Can I continue?
Yes, right? Do I have permission to continue? That's the question, right?
Yeah, all of you. All right.
All right. Yes.
Wanting to quit and having the wishing to quit is really not enough. Oh, I really, really want to quit my job. I really, really want to. The wishful thinking, the feeling of it, it's not enough. It's not enough. You really need to put pen to paper and really have a strategic planning on how we are going to execute that. It's like building a house without architecture plan. For all of you that have done that before, right? It came out quite right, but quite not right, right? So it's just like that risk that you take. Many people that did not have plan, they are successful 100%, 100%. But we know better. So we are encouraging you. It does not need to be anything complex. But how do you do that, Andres? Okay, I love that, but how do you do that? You start with an audit. You are going to audit where you are at right now financially. Where is it at? How much time you have to invest? What are the other resources in terms of people that can support you? What are your past experiences and skills, capabilities that you can bring to the table? And there is another item that is important when you do that. You're going to find where are the gaps. I don't know about you, but I have a lot of gaps, meaning there are things that I really suck at that it's not me. So I will need to find other people, other tools, other support to fulfill that gap. You just need to be really aware of it. And Liz, when people say, oh, I want to quit the next 5 years, it's a long goal, right? And what I encourage them to do is to create benchmarks, to create milestones. Okay, every 6 months, this is what my expectation is. Because then you can refer to that strategic planning and you can see, okay, oh, I'm on the right path. Oh, I did that and I'm moving forward versus, oh, I have this long goal over there and you have no way to measure if you are on track or if you are not. So the audit, I'll start with the audit there.
I love that. You know, I'll just add to that a little bit here. When I quit, so I quit my job twice for those listening.
First time. The same job, right? The same job you quit twice.
Yeah. My boss, right? She even gave me a going away party. I still have that book, the memory book. But anyway, the first time I quit, and in hindsight, right, what Matt and I did very well was we put a plan together of like how we were going to acquire property, how we were going to quote unquote invest in real estate. We did plan that out. What I didn't do, what you're saying, is really look at the plan from the perspective of like, how am I going to build a business? You know, that was not the plan we put together. And I think that was the missing piece at that time. That's what we did differently the second time. When I quit 5 years later, we put a plan in place, not just how we're going to build our investing, you know, portfolio, but how we were actually going to build the business from a team perspective, from a, to your point, time, money, all the pieces you just said, and as folks are looking to audit, we put a plan in place for those items to kind of move forward powerfully. Because investing isn't just investing, right? It's a business, and you are that entrepreneur building the business. That was my biggest miss back in 2008.
And I think that people, you know, talking about the business mindset, people talk about cash flow and they talk about cash flow for the properties and they don't talk about cash flow for the business. So doesn't matter what strategy you are implementing right now. At the end of the day, you are running a business and you need to think about the business as a whole, independently of the market, the strategy that you are in, and how that is growing. And you're like, oh my gosh, it's a lot. It is worse if you don't stop and think through it. Because I believe that a lot of people are quitting their job too prematurely, because they have this expectation based on seeing the best life of people on Instagram and on TikTok and other areas. Oh my gosh, real estate is my dream. And then they go. They just quit and then they go. And then they have a big wake-up call of what does it really take in order to build a brand new business. And then you are learning the ropes as you go. You are learning the lingo. You're learning the process.
It's a lot. Yeah.
And it's a lot. And I think that a lot of people quit investing. A lot of people quit investing because they quit their job too early.
Absolutely. I think we would have done that had we not had time on our side, because we started so young and naive. But when you put that plan in place and you really step back and say, okay, what's the best case scenario? I just want to add this. What's the best case scenario? What's like the worst case scenario numbers when you're auditing and you're then planning is really helpful. Not that you want to focus on the worst case, but I think if you're an optimist, you're always going to look at the best case scenario. And that really, we were limited by that thought, because what ended up happening was not even the best case. It was the worst case. And then we ended up depleting savings and not really having that financial plan in place. So can't stress that enough. As you're putting your audit together and you're looking to plan best case, worst case, so you can at least set expectations appropriately.
So those folks that are very positive people in the world, like you and Matt, right? They're saying like, oh, Liz, I just want to focus on the positive. I don't even want to focus on the worst case scenario. Otherwise, I'm going to track that. If I focus on that. So what would you say to those folks that are saying that they want to focus on the best case or good case scenario? Let's not go there on the other piece. What is at stake?
Yeah, I think it's actually allows you to be a better entrepreneur from a decision-making perspective. And here's what I mean by that. If you're not really putting a best case in a worst case scenario, you don't just focus on the worst case, because you're right. From an attraction perspective, you'll just get that. But you're actually saying, okay, if this is the worst case scenario, how do I mitigate my risk? I don't think I even asked that question early on. I didn't even know that was a question I should ask. So by no means are you focusing on it, but you're managing it and you're mitigating it so that you can prepare for the best and focus on that not happening, but actually much better situation happening. If you're not mitigating risk, you're not being a smart investor or an entrepreneur, especially right now.
All right. So let's go to phase three, which is the implementation, right? Is what I call the after hours phase. Ooh. So we detox, we acquire the mindset, the language, we are thinking and planning ahead. And now is the time to implement. Still not time to quit. In my opinion, still not time to quit. I think the most successful people that I know have built their real estate business parallel to having their job. And I hear you. And I hear all the women as a single mom. I get it. What made me successful, it was my discipline. How I truly was anal about how I spend my time after hours. And let me share what I mean by that. So from 9 to 5, you are your 9 to 5. That's it. What you do after hours, what you do during the weekends, what you do during the holidays, what do you do during your vacations, all of that. You pick, you choose if you want to sacrifice now or if you want to sacrifice later. That's pretty much it. And how you're going to spend your time, that is the piece that I want to talk to you guys about. Because a lot of people say, I don't have a lot of time. Okay, let's take a step back and say, with the time that I have, am I spending this time focusing on the right things? Because if I ask you a question right now and say, how did you spend your after hour times next past week and you're like, oh, I did a bunch of stuff and you got busy and you're at the end like, oh, I did a lot of things, but actually don't actually know like, if I move the needle forward or not, right? So that is a lack of focus. So here's a quick strategy that I encourage you to focus on. Your after hours, you need to focus on three things. Number one, getting the knowledge that you need to build your portfolio. So if you're getting started right now, you need to get the knowledge about getting started. Forget about CRM, building processes and systems, and all the other advanced stuff that you don't need to worry about that right now. You need to understand how to acquire your first investment property. That's the knowledge. The second thing, skills to build a sustainable business. What is the foundation that you need to have in order to do that? You're going to start vetting realtors. You're going to start vetting your bookkeeper, your attorneys, depending on the state that you are in, negotiating directly with homeowners. Those are very important skills that you are going to be able to practice. And number three is the support, right? Who you're talking to, who you're surrounding yourself with. Those are the three things that you need to focus on in order to move the needle forward. If you are really like investing on those things and balancing them out, you will see the results. You will see that you are moving forward. Always look again, your benchmark, right? That you created on phase two. Okay, within the next 6 months, those are my goals in terms of knowledge, skills, and support. Those are my goals there. By month, those are my goals on those three things. If you really focus on that, you can't go wrong. Just can. Versus, let me just learn and keep learning 100 million strategies about how to invest in real estate. And then the pendulum. Like you're doing all of that by yourself. No other person knows anything that you're doing. There's no skills because you're also just focusing on the strategies of it. It's very unbalanced. I'll share one example that the last time that I quit. So I was really intentional with that. I had a job. I wanted to learn more about commercial real estate. So I was very intentional. I had a 2-year plan and my goals were, okay, let's think about those three things, right? I wanted to get knowledge about larger developments, commercial real estate, the lingo that took about that. So that was one goal. Because Liz, I want to kill 2 birds with 1 stone.
Of course you do. No, three birds with 1 stone. Knowing you, 4 birds with 1 stone.
My boss, which I love him to death, he one day came to me, he looked at me and was like, it's a friend of mine too. But he came to me, Jim, if you're listening, love you. He came to me like, you should be paying me versus me paying you.
I was like, ding, 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 ding.
You got that. But here is the deal. I left that job with the knowledge, skills, and the support that I built that I didn't have before. And I made the company much better than it was. So it was not just a one-sided, right? But my goal was, how can I gain knowledge about commercial real estate? I got to see somebody with over 40 years of experience in development, negotiating deals, talking to I don't know how many attorneys and different strategies behind the scene. I got this skill set for the negotiation piece. And then after hours, I was like, who do I need to connect with? How can I continue acquiring the support that is needed? So look at the job. You can switch jobs. You can switch job to a job that you are acquiring those knowledge, the skills and support at the same time that you're getting paid for it. You're really like getting paid to learn. That think about that possibility as well as you move along. And I quit at 2 years. And that was that.
You got it done. You did.
That was that. I want to give a bonus phase for people.
Oh, bonus.
Mm-hmm. I just mentioned about the support, right? So this is the support phase. I know you, Liz. I know me. I know a lot of people that are solopreneurs that have built a very successful business, are very independent, hyper-focused, hyper-independent. And I encourage you to shift that mindset and start really creating a network of people that you can rely on. Many people say, oh, your network is your net worth. And I want to make sure you're not getting confused with the quantity of people. If you're going to a lot of networking events and meeting 100 people, but only two are really, really aligned with you, that's not your net worth, right? So the quality of people that you're surrounding yourself with will either propel you to achieve your goals or hold you back, will keep you exactly where you are. So here are a lot of resources that we have at Investor that you can take advantage of. We have over 50 chapters around the country. Go to our website. We're going to put the link on our show notes and find a meetup chapter next to you. Second thing, we have a very large Facebook group community. Think of us as your board of advisors. Go over there, put your thoughts, your challenges, what's going on with you, and allow all the women that have done what you're looking to do to support you so you can bypass that and get exactly what you need. For all of you that have five deals plus, it needs to have five deal plus and have experience under your belt, we have a Strive mentorship program where we focus exactly on giving you the knowledge, the skills, and the support from a higher level perspective. And last but not least, our annual InvestHerCon. We're going to put the link below. Every single year, over 500 women high level come together to focus on building a sustainable business and generational wealth. So I invite you to join us and save your spot. Liz, that's all I have for today.
Take action. Like anything we do, take action on what you learned so you could put it into practice.
All right. See ya.
Thank you.
If you enjoyed this podcast and want to receive updates on our next interviews, go to our website, therealestateinvestor.com. There, you can subscribe to our show, become part of our investor community, and get updates on upcoming episodes.
If you like our show, please share with other women who would benefit. And don't forget to leave us a rating on iTunes. We'd really appreciate it. And as always, we encourage you to take one action as a result of today's show and put it into motion so you can live both a financially free and balanced life. Thanks for spending time with us.
Ciao.